This is the Vivaling English
Podcast.
Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast.
Hello, Carrie. Great to speak to you.
It's good to see you too, Tom.
I hope you're looking forward to next week.
Next week? Well, what do you mean? What's next week?
Well, there's something very exciting happening, a very exciting event. Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is. Tell me, please.
Well, next week we will be celebrating 10 years anniversary of Vivaling, our company, our school.
Wow, that is exciting.
So what I thought today is, we could talk a little bit about birthdays, anniversaries. We will be having a celebration next week. And who knows, maybe some of our listeners can join us for the celebration. The link will be in the transcript. But first, I'd like to ask you, Carrie, what is the difference between a birthday and an anniversary?
Ah, okay. Well, a birthday is a celebration on the day that you were born. It's celebrating your birth. And an anniversary is a celebration, well, usually an anniversary is a celebration on the day that you got married. So you're celebrating how many years you have been married.
Okay, that's good. So next week, would you say it's Vivaling's birthday or Vivaling's anniversary?
I would actually say that it's Vivaling's anniversary, because anniversary is not only for marriage.
That's good. Okay, so next week is Vivaling's big anniversary, 10-year anniversary. Talking about birthdays, anniversaries, and celebrations, who do you think invented birthday parties? I'll give you three choices.
Okay, good.
Do you think it was the Romans, the Egyptians, or the French?
Well, the French do like to have parties. But I'm going to say it was the Egyptians.
Congratulations, Carrie. You've got the right answer.
Good. I got one correct. Well done for me.
Apparently, 3,000 years before Christ, our good old friends, the Egyptians, started celebrating birthdays. But it wasn't exactly the same as today's birthdays, because they believed that a birthday was the day that you were born again as a god. So another thing which is important for birthdays and celebrations are cakes and candles.
Yes, definitely.
So I'm going to give you the three options. Who do you think invented the use of cakes and candles for birthdays? Again, was it the Romans, the French, or the ancient Greeks?
I'm going to go with the French this time.
I'm sorry, Carrie, you can't get them all right. It was the ancient Greeks who started using cakes and candles. Apparently, the cake recreated the beauty of the moon, and the candles signified the sending of prayers for somebody's birthday.
You taught me something new today.
Well, I'm glad about that. Now, I do have a couple of other questions for you.
Okay.
So we will be having a party next week. It won't be the biggest party or the most expensive party in the world, but it will be very nice. Which do you think was the most expensive party ever thrown? Be careful. I'm going to give you three choices.
Okay, good.
Was it the wedding of the daughter of the former US President Bill Clinton? Or letter B, the opening of the Atlantis Hotel in Dubai? Or letter C, the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton? of England?
Oh, that's a tricky question. I mean, they are royalty, but Americans like everything really big and grand. I'm going with Bill Clinton's daughter.
Chelsea Clinton, I believe her name was.
Mm-hmm. That's well, correct.
Unfortunately, Carrie, you've got the wrong answer.
Oh, no.
One out of three so far.
Yeah, not so good.
In fact, the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton cost $70 million and is considered until today the most expensive party ever thrown. Okay, I have one more question for you. So this is your chance. You've only got one out of three so far. So concentrate now.
All right.
Now, can you guess which was the biggest cake ever made? Was it the Paris cake, made to celebrate the city's 2000th anniversary in 1951? Letter B, a cake made by the Zhangji Bakery Association in Xixi, China. Or letter C, the cake made for King Carl Gustaf of Sweden for his 70th birthday party.
Okay, I've got to get this right. So I'm going to say the Paris cake.
You want France to be one of the answers, don't you, Carrie?
I'm trying.
But it's not.
Oh, no.
It's the Chinese Bakery Association.
Oh, shoot.
And the biggest cake ever made was a fruit cake. In May 2018, it was 3,188 meters long. It took 60 cake makers and 120 assistants over 23 hours to make it.
Wow. Well, I hope it was strawberry.
Yeah. As you know, Carrie, next week, what is the special event?
The 10th anniversary of Vivaling.
And which of these things that we looked at today do you think we should have in the Vivaling anniversary?
Oh, cake. Definitely. We need to have cake.
Excellent. And at least now we know, if we do have a cake, that it was inspired by the ancient Greeks and it resembles the moon.
Thank you for listening to the Vivaling English podcast. For further information, go to our website, www.vivaling.com. Or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.